The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Beginning of Parsha Shlach, Rashi says on the Pasuk, Shlach lecha anoshim. And you know the story that Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim and they came back and they spoke Lashon Hara. So Rashi says, Lomenis lecha parshas Meraglim, the parshas Miriam. Why is it that the end of the previous parsha, Baloischa, deals with the story of Miriam, that Miriam Hanavia spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu when she was punished, she received Tzaras. And then the next parsha, Parsha Shalach, immediately afterwards talks again about Lashon Hara. Why is what's the connection between the parish of Meraglim and the parish of Miriam? It says Rashi, "Lfi shaloksa al iske diba shadibra bacha." We find that Miriam spoke lashon hara and she was punished. Or rishom alalu rov lelacha musar. These rishoyim, meaning the Meraglim, they saw it was common knowledge. The pasuk says that they had to wait to travel until Miriam was outside as a mitzvah. She had to be chutz l'machta for 7 days, and they waited to travel. So obviously, everybody knew exactly what happened. And Miriam spoke lashon hara and was punished. And the Meraglim also knew that she spoke lashon hara. And afal pikein, they didn't take musar from the fact that lashon hara is a serious aver. You get punished for it. So therefore, that's the connection that Rashi says between the two parishes. Now, there's a problem here. The Gemara says in Erichin, Gemara in Erichin Daf Yedalad, the Gemara talks about Moitzi Shemra. Moitzi Shemra is an avera to say something that is not true about somebody else. And the Gemara says, the Gemara over there speaks about the story of the Meraglim. The Meraglim came back and technically they spoke Moitzi Shemra. They said things that are Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says later in the parasha, some of the things they said were true, some of the things weren't true. So the Gemara says that the Gemara makes Kal v'chomer. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, Rabbi Elazar ben Parta says, Bo yura'ei, come see, kama godu koyach shel Lashon Hara. How strong, how great is the koyach Lashon Hara, what the Lashon Hara does? Minolan, how do we know this? Mimiraglan. You see, the Meraglim were punished with such a terrible punishment. Klal Yisrael was punished. They had to stay in the midbar for 40 years when just because they said Moitzi Shemra. They said Lashon Hara about Eitz and Avonim. What did they talk about? They talked about Eretz Yisrael, Eitz Avonim, sticks and rocks. They didn't speak about an actual person. Somebody says Moitzi Shemra about his friend, about a person. Alachas kama vekama. Surely it's definitely much more a serious avera, and alchas kama v'kama, the amount of punishment of the einish that he's going to get because of his avera of speaking Moitzi Shemra. So the Gemara over here says clearly that the Moitzi Shemra, the Lashon Hara, that the Meraglim said in the scheme of things was not as serious of an avera of Lashon Hara as other types of Lashon Hara. The Gemara says that there's Lashon Hara when somebody speaks about Eitzim Vavonim, and there's Lashon Hara when somebody speaks about a person. And the Gemara says that it's much more serious to speak Lashon Hara about a person than it is to speak about Eitzim Vavonim. So after the fact that we know that the Meraglim were punished for the Lashon Hara that they spoke, which is not so serious, so Kol Shekein, a more serious every Lashon Hara person will get at least as much punishment. But how could you tell me that the Meraglim should have taken Musar from the fact that they saw that Miriam was punished because she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu? What's the connection? Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about a person. Lashon Hara about a person is more severe than Lashon Hara about Eitzim Avonim. The Meraglim came and they spoke Lashon Hara Eitzim Avonim. It wasn't about a person, it was about an object. So what's the connection? Why do you expect the Meraglim? You can understand that it's a bad thing to speak Lashon Hara. Fine. But to say that there's a direct connection and say that they should have learned, they should have seen from Miriam that it was such a serious Avera, so then what they shouldn't have done their Avera. Their Avera was less serious, was not as Chomer. For you see from the Gemara that speaking Lashon Hara about a person is more Chomer. So what kind of limud do we expect to learn from the Meraglim? Very strange, very, very strange. It doesn't seem that Rashi's comment fits with the Gemara. Now, you could say maybe, so I did see somebody who said maybe it's a machlokes, there's a machlokes between whichever medrash that Rashi's quoting in the Gemara. But kipshutoi, it seems like there's a contradiction. The emes is, when you think about it, what exactly does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, the Meraglim spoke Lashon Hara al Eitzim Vavamim. They spoke Lashon Hara, they came back and they said, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Achel Seishvehi. They came back and they said bad things about Eretz Yisrael. Now, we know there's an Isser, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about a person. We find somewhere that there's an Isser, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about Eitzim Vavonim. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about an inanimate object. Some stama object, the land, something. What bechlal is this avero? How do we understand this concept? The Gemara seems to say that there is a problem. There's lashon hara about eitz and avonim. What exactly does this mean? There's lashon hara to speak about eitz and avonim, about inanimate objects. So the emes is, we have to understand exactly this avero, the iser of speaking lashon hara. The Rambam says in Hilchos Lashon Hara, in Hilchos Deis, in Hilchos Deis Perek Zayin, it's where the Rambam brings the halachas of Lashon Hara. Yesh oven gadol mizad ma'oid. First, the Rambam says in Achal Alf, the Rambam says there's an aver called Rechilus. The aver of Rechilus is the aver when you go and repeat something about somebody else that was not supposed to be repeated, and that you're getting into a fight. You're getting two people. You're causing two people to have a fight with each other. So that's not standard Lashon Hara, that's a different case, that's Rechilus. And then the Rambam says, there's an oven gadol mizad ma'oid, is even worse aveir. Even worse than Rechilus, the Rambam says, hu bichlal azeh, which is also included in the lav of Rechilus. The lav of Rechilus is the pasuk that says, le'seilach rochel ba'amecho. So the Rambam says that the lav, there's another iser that's included in this lav. Hu Lashon Hara, hu amesaper b'gnus chaveiro, is someone who speaks bad about somebody else. Avishemer emes, even if it's true. So the Rambam says, if you speak something which is true, it's Lashon Hara. If it's false, it's Moti Shemer. Either way, it's the same Aveira. Either way, there is an Aveira, and it's included in Loiseilach Rachel. All these things that I know about him, I heard about him, even if they're true. He says things that are embarrassing. That Hashem will cut them off, Hashem will punish them. And we see over here that the Rambam says that the Mekar, the source in the Torah where it says that a person is not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, is included in this pasuk with the Seilach Rachel about going and causing arguments between people and speaking bad about people. And that is the Aveira of Lashon Hara. Now the Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Vov, in Be'er Mayim Chaim Sukkot and Beis in Agah, asks a question on the Rambam, because we find it's a different Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chafal, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam over there starts off, he's talking about a completely different Isser, a different Lav. There's a Lav in the Torah that says, L'sisa Shem Ashav, which the Rambam explains, what does this Lav mean? This Lav is that if someone's a Dayan, someone is sitting in a, he's a Dayan and he judges people. And two people come in front of him to a din Torah. Two people come in front of him, they want him to judge their case. The halacha is that you're not allowed to hear one side of the case, you're not allowed to hear one person's arguments when the other person is not there. You're only allowed to hear the arguments in front when both of the people are standing there. If one person is there and the other person is not there, we're afraid the other person will exaggerate, he'll try to convince the dying to his point of view. And therefore that is also, and the dying is not allowed to hear if he's planning on judging. He could hear his Tom listen. But if he's planning on judging this case, he's not allowed to listen to one person's argument when both people are not there. That is the lav, l'sis Hashem Ashav. Then the Rambam continues, after he brings down this lav, u'v'chlal lav zeh, included in this lav is azhara l'mekabel Lashon Hara, that one is not allowed to accept Lashon Hara. We have the pasuk l'seilach rochel ba'amecha, which is the source that a person is not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. But we know that not only is a person not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, a person is not allowed to listen and accept as fact what the person is telling you. That's the Isser of Mekabel Lashon Hara. So that's a separate Aveir. But the Rambam continues. The Rambam says not only is this pasuk, Lo'isis Hashem Hashav, a source for the Isser of accepting Lashon Hara, he says it's also a Misaper Lashon Hara. That this Lav, Lo'isis Hashem Hashav, is going both, that a person is not allowed to accept, listen to Lashon Hara, and a person is not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. So the Chavetz Chaim asks, what's going on here? Why do we need two separate psukim in the Torah to tell me that a person is not allowed to speak Lashon Hara? In Hilchos Lashon Hara, Hilchos Deis, the Rambam said there's a lav of L'Yisrael Rachel Amecha, which says don't speak Lashon Hara. And there's another lav over here in Hilchos Sanhedrin, L'Yisrael Hashem Hashav, that says don't speak Lashon Hara. Why does the Torah have to say it? The Torah has to tell me there's one lav with this lav and there. Now we find sometimes the Torah repeats the same lav. Sometimes the Torah says the same exact lav, the same in the same exact wording twice. And over there, the Rishonim deal with it. Some Rishonim say that whenever the Torah repeats a lav, it means that you get an extra malchus for each time you're over the lav. You're really over two lavin, so you get malchus twice. Some Rishonim, the Rambam's shita is that the Torah, you don't get malchus twice, but the Torah repeated it to show that it's a more serious avera, and there might be other practical ramifications of the fact that it's a more chomer the avera. But either way, over here it's different because the Rambam is saying there's two completely different lavin. They're not connected to each other at all. He says Chorach and Lisi Hashem Hashav are separate. And here he says each one comes to tell me Lashon Hara. So why do I need these two different Azharos, to two different Sukkim in the Torah, to tell me that one is not allowed to speak Lashon Hara? So it would seem that there's really two different aspects of the Avera of speaking Lashon Hara. And it could very well be that there's two separate lavin for this purpose, because there's two completely different things that a person is doing when he speaks Lashon Hara. The simple understanding, a person speaks Lashon Hara, he's doing an Avera that we would classify as Menodim Lach Avera. We know there's two types of Averas. There's an Avera that Torah says that don't do something because Hashem doesn't want you to do it. That's an Avera Menodim Lamakim. Doing such an Avera doesn't impact on other people. Person doesn't keep Shabbos. So he didn't Avera, he didn't keep Shabbos. But it has nothing to do with other people. But there's other Averas that are Benodim Lech Avera. Person's not allowed to steal. So when a person steals, not only is he doing going against Hashem's will, that he's stealing, Hashem doesn't want him to steal, he's also doing something that's bad for other people. That's an Avera that's Benodim Lech Avera. He's taking something away from somebody else. So Lashon Hara, in its classical form, is when a person speaks badly about somebody else, and the Rambam says that he causes the other person damage. Person is trying to make a shidduch, and you tell him false information, bad information, so you caused harm to him. They won't go through with the shidduch. A person is looking for a job, and you give the employer information that causes him not to hire the person. So you cause them a loss, you cause them a financial loss, you cause them other types of losses. So that is an Isser, Benodim Lech Avera, to speak Lashon Hara about somebody else is to cause something bad to happen. However, what would be in a scenario where somebody speaks Lashon Hara about somebody else? And it's not nice things, says things that are not nice to say. But they have no practical application, either because you told this person not to hire somebody else. He was never looking for that job. So you didn't cause them anything. You didn't cause any harm. You said something bad about him, but you didn't cause any harm. There was nothing wrong. There was no bad or something wrong that he caused through what he said, or is something that's not relevant to causing harm. You said something that's not good, but it's not something which causes any harm to somebody else. So what's the halach in such a case? Is such something like that, is that considered an avera of Lashon Hara? Or is that not an avera of Lashon Hara? So it would seem that even in such a scenario where a person speaks badly about somebody else and he does not cause the other person any harm whatsoever, even so, afal pikein, he's still over the avera of Lashon Hara. How do we know this? It's Befeish Gemara. Gemara says like this. Gemara also, in that sugya in Erechim, Gemara in Erechim daf tezayin ben aleph, the Gemara says an interesting thing. The Gemara says that the big day kahuna are mechaper. The big day kahuna are the eight begadim that are worn, four begadim are worn by every kohen hedi when they do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The other four are only worn by the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol wears all eight. And the Gemara says, interesting thing, the Gemara says that wearing the big day kuna, just by the Kohanim wearing the big day kuhuna while they perform the Avodah, has the ability to be mechaper for Averis that Klai Yisrael did. There's certain Averis that Klai Yisrael, that people in Klai Yisrael have performed, they were over. And the fact that the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol wears the big day kuhuna, that in and of itself creates a kapar. And that will be mechaper for the Averis that Klai Yisrael did. And the Gemara goes through each one of the big day kuhuna. Each one of the eight big day kuhuna is mechaper on a specific Aver. And the Gemara says, Me'il mechaper aloshen har. The Me'il, which is the long coat that's worn by the Kohen Gadol, is mechaper aloshen har. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yavar Dabar Shevakol V'Yichaper Al Ma'isakol. Something which is makes noise, the Me'il has the bells on the bottom which make noise, that's Mechaper on the Ma'isakol, on something that a person performs with his voice. So the halacha is that somebody speaks Lashon Hara in the times of Beis HaMikdash, the Me'il creates a kapara for that person. And the Gemara is a kash. The Gemara says, Al shiva dvarim negon bom. The Gemara says that a person gets tsaras. Person gets tsaras, he's because he didn't have air. It's not stam that he became tameh. Torah gave him tsaras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused him to get tsaras as a punishment for his averis. And we know the Gemara says there's seven different averis that a person could cause a person to get tsaras. But the most famous one is lashon hara. Lashon hara caused a person to get tsaras. And the Gemara says that this is a contradiction. Because if the Me'il is Mechaper, if the Me'il is Mechaper on the Aveir of Lashon Hara, then he took off the Aveir, then why should you get punished? Why should a person ever get Saras, assuming you live in the time of Beis HaMikdash? You have the Big Day Kuhuna, and the Big Day Kuhuna were Mechaper on his Aveir of speaking Lashon Hara, so then why should he ever get Saras? Why should he ever get Negon? So the Gemara asks that, the Gemara says that's a contradiction. The two things don't work together. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha. It's not shver. Ha da ahanu maisav, ha da loy ahanu maisav. The Gemara says there's two types of Lashon Hara. There's one type of Lashon Hara that's ahanu maisav, that his actions produced, they created something. A person spoke Lashon Hara, and Lashon Hara worked. The Lashon Hara worked, Rashi says, Shiniskaitu ayada, he created an environment where there's a disagreement. Because of his Lashon Hara, he caused something bad to happen. The classic example, Lashon Hara. But the Gemara says there's a different type of Lashon Hara. There's Loyahanu Maisav. There's a type of Lashon Hara, which is Loyahanu Maisav, where he spoke Lashon Hara and nothing bad happened. Either because of whatever thing he spoke about wasn't necessarily something that caused an argument, or the person, it didn't end up, maybe he wanted to cause an argument, but it didn't end up happening. For whatever reason, Loyahanu Maisav, he spoke Lashon Hara, and nothing bad ended up happening. So the Gemara says, "Yahanu ma'isav." If he spoke lashon hara and he taka caused harm to the other person, there the Me'il is not going to help you. He's going to have to get tsaras. Yahanu ma'isav. If he spoke lashon hara but nothing bad came from it, then Me'il mechaper. The Me'il is mechaper on such a thing. So what do you see from the Gemara? The Gemara says clearly that somebody who spoke lashon hara, he didn't cause anything bad to happen. Afal pikein, he's over in Aveira. He's over an Aveira and he needs a Kapara and he needs the Me'il to be Mechaper. And when you don't have a Me'il, you don't have a Kapara. So he has an Aveira without a Kapara. So the Gemara says very clearly that even when somebody speaks Lashon Hara and he doesn't cause anything bad to happen, the din is Afal Pikein, he's over, he has an Aveira of Lashon Hara. Now, if you're going to tell me a person tried to steal, but he wasn't successful. He didn't successfully steal. He tried to steal, but it didn't work out. So he didn't take anything. So you're right, he had a Machshava Ra. He had a machshava that he wanted to steal, but you're not going to tell me that he was over the aveira of stealing. He wasn't actually over the aveira of stealing. Yet the Gemara over here says that where it's lo yahanu ma'isa, that's considered aveira lashon hara. So you see clearly that you can't just say that lashon hara is an aveira shmenodim lachaveira, because it's aveira shmenodim lachaveira. By lo yahanu ma'isa, there shouldn't be any aveira when nothing bad came from that. So what you see over here is that there's a different concept. Aside from the concept that of Lashon Hara, that's Meidodim Lachaveiroi, that is an Aveira because he causes harm to other people. Chutz from that, besides from that, there's a separate isser, there's a separate aver of speaking Lashon Hara. Because it's bad midas, it's a davar meguna, you're speaking to speak bad about somebody else. It's bad for you, it's bad for the person himself who is speaking, and that is an avera that we would classify as bin adam lamakim. Whether something bad came from it or something bad didn't come from it, makes no difference. Either way, speaking Lashon Hara is an avera, and it's an avera shemin adam lamakim. Aside from the fact that it may also be an avera shemin adam lachavera. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that there's two separate averes over here. There's one avera of Ahanu Maisov, and there's one avera of Lo Yahanu Maisov. So if with this, we can understand the Rambam that we said before. The Rambam says that there's an Isser of Lashon Hara. There's an Isser of Lashon Hara. The Rambam says, learn that the Pasuk is Seilch Rachel Ba'amecha. And the Pasuk is Seilch Rachel Ba'amecha is teaching me that you're not allowed to cause harm to somebody else. That's the case, the regular case of Lashon Hara. But the Rambam needs to say, no, there's a new Isser of Lashon Hara. Like, he's the Shema Shav. What's this new Isser of Lashon Hara? The new Isser of Lashon Hara, that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, is that you're not allowed even made Adam L'makim. Besides in the fact that there's an Isser of Adam L'chaveir, there's a separate Aveira, Shemain Adam L'makim, that a person is over, which is not necessarily including L'Selch Rachel Ba'amecha, which over there, the whole idea of the Aveira is to cause harm to other people. And that's why the Rambam needed a new Isser, a new Pasuk to tell me that besides for the Isser of a regular Isser of Lashon Hara, there's a new Isser of Lashon Hara to speak Lashon Hara about somebody else, because it's an Isser Bein Adam L'Mokim. It's an Isser Bein Adam L'Mokim. Now, it's interesting that this could have potential ramifications in Halacha. We know, anyone who learns Sefer Chavetz Chaim knows that Chavetz Chaim says that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, obviously, but the Chavetz Chaim says there are certain scenarios where a person is allowed to speak Lashon Hara. What are the scenarios where a person is allowed to speak Lashon Hara? So the Chavetz Chaim says in many places that there's something called the heter of Teyelas. If there is a constructive purpose that a person is speaking Lashon Hara. He said, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. Your friend is looking, you know someone who's looking for a job, and you go to the employer who he's looking to work for, and you tell him bad things about him. Even if they're true, you tell him bad things that are going to cause him not to hire. That's Lashon Hara. But what if there's a valid concern. There's a valid concern that if this person goes and hires this person, the employer will be harmed. So if the employer will be harmed, the employer will have a loss or some other type of harm. So then, adrabah, it's to the benefit of the employer, you should go tell him. You might have lisamet adam reyachol. The Chavetz Chaim says lisamet adam reyachol is alav. You're not allowed to stand by when a person is losing his life. Chavetz Chaim brings raya's that even in to cause a person loss of money, even a monetary loss, you're a mechuyev. You're not allowed to stand by. You're mechuyev to go try to save him, to help him. So therefore, the Chavetz Chaim says there must be a heter of tayelus, that in certain circumstances where is to the person's benefit, you're allowed to speak lashon hara for the benefit, so that the other person knows that he doesn't get himself into something which is a problem. And there are a bunch of conditions. Chavetz Chaim says there's conditions. You have to know it firsthand. You're not allowed to exaggerate. You have to. The Chavetz Chaim also says you have to try to correct the problem first, without saying Lashon Hara, if it's possible. If there's a possibility of doing that. And a person has to have the right kavanah. When he has to have kavanah l'tayelus, he can't have kavanah that he wants to cause the person harm. There's a bunch of conditions that need to be filled. But regarding this halacha of tayelus, where exactly does this halacha of tayelus come from? Chavetz Chaim says there's a heter of tayelus. But if something's lashon hara, let's talk about it in the Torah. The Torah says, "Inala speak lashon hara." Where in the Torah do we find such a concept that a person is allowed to speak lashon hara when it's l'tayelus? Very strange thing. Where does it come from? Where in the Torah we're talking about Issa Deraisa? How could he just be matter and take off an Issa Deraisa just because of a reason of Teyelus? So there's a concept that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes in Sefer on Yevamos and Kovitz Aris Simon Ayin, and he says over there Yisoid, and he brings a bunch of Rayas. He says that the heter of Teyelus, this that we say, there's a concept of Teyelus, that if something is to his benefit, you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara. The Rabbi Chanan says that's not limited only to the Isser of speaking Lashon Hara. Rabbi Chanan says that the concept of Tayelas, a person is allowed to be over any Aveira, Shebein Adam Lachaveiroi, if it's being done on Tayelas. Rabbi Chanan says, you know, you're not allowed to hit somebody. But if somebody's Chayim Malchus and Bezdin, you gotta hit him. What do you mean? What happened to the Isser? You're not allowed to hit him. The answer is, it's to his benefit. The giving him Malchus is a punishment for his Aveira. It's to his benefit. The Rabbi Chanan speaks about a different case. About, there's a concept that when somebody does certain Aveiras, certain things wrong, he gets put into Chayim, into a Nidui. The Gemara says that a Nidui contains a Klala. When a person gets put into Chayim, it's not merely that we're telling everybody to stay away from him. When a person is placed in Chayim, Bezdin actually gives him a curse. They curse him. So Rabbi Chanan says, wait a minute, there's a law in the Torah. Pasuk says that you're not allowed to curse somebody. You're not allowed to even curse yourself, the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav. But you're definitely not allowed to curse your friend. There's an issue in the Torah, you're not allowed to give a call. So what's going on over here? You're telling me that we Bezdin goes and puts the guy in Chayim. How is Bezdin allowed to do an Aveira? Now if there was maybe a Feirush Pasuk somewhere in the Torah that says that you're allowed to put somebody in Chayim, so then maybe that would be in Asei Dechaloise or something like that. But there is no Feirush Pasuk in the Torah that says anywhere that this concept of putting somebody in Chayim. Not really mentioned explicitly in the Torah. So how on earth does Bezdin have a right to go put someone in Chayim and curse him and be over an Issa deraisa of giving somebody a curse? The answer is that when we put somebody in Chayim, it's not because you don't like him. When we put somebody in Chayim is because we hate him and we want him, we want to torture him and cause him pain. The purpose of putting somebody in Chayim is to help him, to give him a punishment and help him fix the problem. The idea is that he should do tshuva and we'll take off the Chayim. So the whole idea of the Chayim and the Nidui in the first place is L'Tayelis. So Rabbi Chanan says, this concept of Tayelis is not limited only to the Aveir of Lashon Hara. This concept we find throughout the Torah regarding Aveir Shebein Adam L'Chaveir. That even when something is an Aveir, that you're not Adush Shebein Adam L'Chaveir, if there is a proper Tayelis, then we find that Tayelis overrides and allows you to be over something which otherwise would be considered an Aveir. So, as a result of that, the Issa Lashon Hara as well. Listen to Lashon Hara, Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. We said the Issa Lashon Hara is to cause a pain, to cause a harm to somebody else. So when it's a Tayelis, so now you're allowed to cause harm because there is a Tayelis involved. That's Rabbi Chanan's Issa. Now the emes is that this is true if the Issa, the Aveir of Lashon Hara, was merely an Issa Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. But we said chutz from the iser, even when it's loyahanu ma'isav, there's an iser of speaking lashon hara. So how on earth could we come and say that there's a hefter of tayelis that'll take off the iser bein adam l'chaveir? But how is it going to take off the iser bein adam l'makim of speaking lashon hara? So the emes is it's a kasha. The emes is you have to say that there are all those other achronim that say I saw brought down in the name of Hill's X that says this. That what you have to say is the whole like concept of Lashon Hara. What's so bad about speaking Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is ra. Lashon Hara, you're saying something which is bad. You're saying something which goes against human nature, is something that's not nice to the person who you're speaking about and the person who is speaking. So that is ra. When you're saying over something the Tayelis, that's not ra. By definition, that's not Lashon Hara. Something which is the Tayelis is by it's not the pshat that we know that you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. But there's certain circumstances, certain situations, Pekuach Nefesh, where Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. So over there we say that what you're doing is Chil Shabbos, what you're doing is an Aveira, but the circumstances warrant there's a Heter. For whatever, there's a Heter, Pekuach Nefesh overrides the Aveira of doing Malacha on Shabbos. Over here, the pshat is, it's not the pshat that the Tayelis overrides the purpose, it's a constructive purpose that overrides the Aveir of Lashon Hara. Such a case is not Lashon Hara to begin with. The same way, you're allowed to tell somebody, you know, when you walk down the street, keep your eyes open because there's a hole you're going to fall in and you're going to break your leg. So you're allowed to tell somebody to be careful with this person. It's not something, you're not saying something negative, bichlal. It's not considered, it's not the Torah's definition of something which is negative, and therefore, that you need to say such a svara in order to answer this kasha to say, but even by a loyahanu ma'isav, how do you have a heter of speaking lashon hara l'tayelis? So we come back to we started with a contradiction. We started with a problem. Rashi says that Rishon Alalu Rov Lelochu Musar, they didn't take to heart from the fact that Miriam was punished when she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and they went ahead and they spoke Lashon Hara. And the Gemara, the Rashi implies that they should have learned not to speak this kind of Lashon Hara. And we asked that the Gemara says that this is the Lashon Hara and Eitzim Avonim is not as chomer, not as serious as Lashon Hara about people. So where do we see from the story of the Meraglim that why do we have a tiny of the Meraglim that they should have learned from Miriam not to speak Lashon Hara? So perhaps we could suggest that we said that there's two types of Lashon Hara. When the Gemara is saying that there's Lashon Hara that you speak about Eitzim Avonim, and there's Lashon Hara that you speak about a person, what are the difference? What are the two kinds of Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara about Eitzim Avonim, and Lashon Hara about a person. So when you speak Lashon Hara about a person, the reason why it's more serious is because it will cause the person harm. You're speaking Lashon Hara about a person, you're going to cause something bad to happen. You're going to cause something bad to happen, so that's the regulation of Lashon Hara. But when you speak Lashon Hara about Eitzim Avonim, what are you saying? You're speaking Lashon Hara, you want something bad to happen to the Eitzim Avonim? You're mechuyev to worry about the Eitzim Avonim? If you're telling me there's an Isser speaking Lashon Hara about Eitzim Avonim, it doesn't seem that that's considered that type of Lashon Hara, that's a Hanu Maisov, that I'm going to learn out of the Pasuk, they say, L'chrochel, that's an Isser B'dav Mechaveri. It can't be an Isser B'dav Mechaveri, speaking about Eitzim Avonim. You're not speaking about a person. So it would seem that the difference between the two types of Lashon Hara, the Lashon Hara and Eitzim Avonim, the Lashon Hara about people, of a Chaveiro, that the Gemara means, refers to these two halachas. The Gemara is saying the Meraglim, when they spoke Lashon Hara, it wasn't the Spitz, it wasn't the type of Lashon Hara where they were causing something bad to happen to somebody else. That's not the Lashon Hara that they were speaking about. They were speaking Lashon Hara about Eitzim Avonim. That is the Lashon Hara is a Dover Maguna, that's an Isser Shvei Nodim Lamakim. So if that's the case, so maybe that they could learn from Miriam. Because what happened to the story of Miriam? Was the story of Miriam, Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Would you classify Miriam's Lashon Hara as Ahanu Maisav or Loy Ahanu Maisav? Would you say that Miriam's Lashon Hara caused something bad? She spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore she caused some sort of harm to Moshe Rabbeinu? Or is Miriam's Avera the type of Lashon Hara that did not cause harm? We don't find anywhere that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe and caused them harm. Miriam spoke to Aaron. She said Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't find anything bad happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothing bad happened to Moshe Rabbeinu Bechlal. So that type of Lashon Hara was a Lashon Hara of Lo Yahanu Maisa, which is an Issa Binogun Lamakim. That type of Lashon Hara is exactly the same as the Lashon Hara of Eitzim Vavonim that the Meraglim spoke about. If that's the case, so then it's Mamish the Hainu Hach. It's Mamish the same thing. It's the same category of Lashon Hara. Wish that we said that the Gemara is clear that Lashon Hara of Eitzim Avonim is not as serious as Lashon Hara about people. That's true when we're talking about Lashon Hara about people that causes people harm. But Lashon Hara about a person that does not cause a person harm, that type of Lashon Hara is the same level as Lashon Hara about Eitzim Avonim. And if that's the case, it's exactly the same thing. If it's exactly the same thing, then Avado. Then we have a tain on the Meraglim, Rishon Malolu Rov Loilachu Musa. It's interesting that the Gemara in Erechin, we mentioned before, the Gemara says, Al Shivat Varam Negon Boin, that one of the things that happens when a person speaks Lashon Hara is he gets Tziras. And the Tziras is a punishment for Lashon Hara, among other things. The Gemara says, brings a pasuk for each one. For each one of the seven things, the Gemara brings a pasuk. How do we know that the Negam is a punishment for this Avera? So the Gemara says, how do you know a Lashon Hara? Because the pasuk says, "Dechsiv meloshni baseis reyu oisay atzmis." Pasuk says that if somebody speaks in private about his friend, oisay atzmis, Hashem says, "I'm going to cut him off." And we dash in atzmis is lachalutin, which means, and we find that the mitzayra is called a muchlot. Mitzayra when he's sent chutz lamachne is called a mukhlat. So the pasuk says that the punishment for Lashon Hara is atzmis. The targum on the word atzmis is latzmisus, is lachalutin. So you see that some the punishment to somebody speaks Lashon Hara is that it becomes a mukhlat. So the Achrayim ask, why did the Gemara run to this pasuk, Moshe v'seis rei oisei atzmis. It's a pasuk in Tehillim to tell me, to prove to me that the avera of lashon hara is that's an avera. Person gets tzaras. Fairish pasuk chumash. Pasuk says Miriam spoke lashon hara. She got tzaras. Why does the Gemara have to run to a pasuk in Tehillim? Why doesn't the Gemara bring a pasuk by Miriam? But the truth is that in the halachas of mitzayra, there are really two types of mitzayra. Person gets tzaras. He gets a white spot, he goes to the Kohen. The Kohen says that if he doesn't have one of the three Simani Tumah, the Torah says it's Simani Tumah, there's a Se'er Lov and a Michya and Pisyon, three different Simani Tumah. One, you have to have one of the three Simani Tumah, then you become a Mukhlet in your Tumah until the Tumah goes away. But if you don't have one of those Simani Tumah, the Kohen sends him Chutz L'Machna for a week, and then he looks at him at the end of the week. If it's not there, he locks him up another week, and then if it's still not, it's still not any Simani Tumah, he sends him home. That type of tumah, when he doesn't have a simen tumah, that type of tzaras is called a musker. It's not called a mukhlat. A mukhlat is only somebody who has the simen tumah that sent that chutz l'machne and can't come back until the tzaras is completely healed. So Miriam, what happened? What was the pasuk say by Miriam? The pasuk is by Miriam that she spoke lashon hara. She got tzaras. The pasuk says they waited 7 days. The pasuk says Klal Yisrael had to wait 7 days for Miriam to come back into the machne so they could travel. It was clear that Miriam did not have the type of tzaras that's called a mukhlat. Miriam only had a type of tzaras that's called a muskar, which is why she was outside the machne 7 days. And after 7 days, then there was no, the tumah went away, and then she'd come back in. And they had to wait 7 days. If she was a mukhlat, then and the tumah goes away, she could become tar right away. So you see very clearly that Miriam was only a mitzara muskar, not a mitzara mukhlat. So the Mepharshim say, I believe it's the Marsha, that the Gemara wants to prove that the punishment for speaking Lashon Hara is not that you're going to become a Mitzayra Musker. The punishment for speaking Lashon Hara is that you're going to become a Mitzayra Mukhlet. You're going to become a Mitzayra Mukhlet. Since that's the case, the Gemara couldn't bring a proof from Miriam. Because from Miriam, you only see that you become a Mitzayra Musker, only for 7 days. And the Gemara wants the proof from the Pasuk that you become a Mitzayra Mukhlet. So that's what the Mepharshim say, that's why the Gemara brought the Pasuk in Tehillim specifically and not the Pasuk by Miriam. But what we also see from this Gemara, is that from this Gemara, is that the Gemara says that Al Shiva Dvarim Nagampon. The person gets tzaras because he speaks Lashon Hara. And the Gemara says, what type of Lashon Hara does he have to speak in order to get punished with tzaras? A type of Lashon Hara, that's a Hanu Maisav, the type of Lashon Hara that actually causes harm to somebody else. That type of Lashon Hara makes you into a Mitzayr Mukhut. Miriam didn't speak that type of Lashon Hara. Miriam's type of Lashon Hara was only a Da'aloy Hanu Maisav. So true, she got a certain type of tzaras. She got a certain type of tzaras of Mitzayr Musker. But it wasn't the Hanu Maisav, she didn't become a Mukhut. So Hagufa, you see from here that even though Miriam got tzaras, since she didn't get the type of tzaras of a mukhlet, so you see the opposite. You see that her tzaras was, that her lashon hara that she spoke was not the type of lashon hara that caused harm. It was the type of lashon hara that did not cause harm. And therefore it's very good that we have a taina that Meraglim should have learned from Miriam, because this is the type of lashon hara that she spoke, and the Meraglim's lashon hara, which is the same type. Therefore, we learn from there that's the type of lashon hara that they should have learned not to speak. Now it's interesting, the way we're understanding the Gemara, where we're understanding the Rashi and Chumash, is all based on this assumption that when the Gemara says that you're not allowed to speak lashon hara but eitzim avonim, the Gemara doesn't mean that there's inherently something wrong when you're speaking lashon hara but eitzim avonim, that you're causing harm, because you're not causing any harm to the stones, to the ground. You're not causing any harm. So the behechr has to be that the type of lashon hara that the Gemara is referring to, that the Meraglim spoke, was the lashon hara that it's not nice. That's benadul lamakim, the lashon hara that comes from midos rois. The emes is that we find this concept. We asked in the beginning of this year, where do we find bechlal? You're not allowed to speak lashon hara. You're not allowed to say this chair is a bad chair. This table is a bad table. There's something wrong with speaking lashon hara like that. So we find actually that the Gemara says it, but in the Rishonim it's not really discussed. The only Rishon that discusses this explicitly is the Yireim. The Yireim in Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph in the midst of lashon hara says, "Afilo al iskei chaveiro yumamaynei also lohitzi diba." Says not only are you not allowed to speak about people, you're not allowed to speak about a person's money. He wants to give someone a gift. Somebody said something bad about him. He says al sheker, it wasn't true. And he brings our Gemara. So, not 100% clear what does it mean. What does that have to do with anything? However, the Chavetz Chaim brings down this Yireim in Lashon Hara, Klal Hei Ois Zayin. And the Chavetz Chaim, he says that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara even about a chafetz, an object that belongs to Chavera, it belongs to somebody else. And he adds a line. He says, this is very common. You have somebody who owns a store, and there's a different Jewish person that owns the same type of store in the same city. You have two stores, and they sell the same object, the same type of thing. And you go into the store, and you're willing to buy, you want to buy something from store A, and the owner of store A says, yeah, you should buy by me, don't buy by B, don't buy by the other store, because he has inferior quality. So if somebody goes and says that, so one chenvani, one storekeeper, is saying Lashon Hara about the merchandise of a different store because he wants you to buy by him and not by the other person. So he says, Chaim says, you're doing that. Obviously, he doesn't mean it. He's doing it because he's jealous. He doesn't want the other guy to get the business. Zui Lashon Hara Gemura Mideraisa. And this is the example the Chavetz Chaim gives of Lashon Hara, speaking Lashon Hara about an object. Now, it's interesting. The way we understood the concept of speaking Lashon Hara about Eitzim Vavonim, the concept is not necessarily saying that you're causing harm to somebody else. The Chavetz Chaim's example is where you're speaking Lashon Hara about an object that belongs to Pliny, the object that belongs to this person, and your goal is to cause that person harm. Reuven makes tables, and you go around and you're telling people Reuven's tables are very poor quality, don't buy them. So, true, you're speaking Lashon Hara about a chafetz, but the end result is you're actually causing harm to somebody else. The Chavetz Chaim doesn't seem to take this concept of the Yireim, this concept of the Gemara, of speaking Lashon Hara about Eitzim Avonim, so as far as to say that there's a concept of speaking Lashon Hara even when you're not causing harm. The only case Chavetz Chaim has is when you're speaking Lashon Hara about an object that does cause harm. Now the emphasis is you have to understand, if this is really the Kavon of the Yireim, what exactly was the story by the Meraglim? The Meraglim came back and said Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful place, but it's Eretz Achel Yishvel, it's not good for us, because everybody in it dies and we can't conquer it. It's too strong for us. So who exactly were they causing harm to? What exactly were they doing? If you understand that they're being negative. Negativity, having a bad attitude and saying bad things about other people, that's the Issa bin Adon Lamakim that applies even about speaking Lashon Hara bin Eitzim Avonim. That's an Issa, and that's an Issa deraisa. So then we understand. You're coming back and you're saying bad things. But who are you speaking bad about? You're causing harm to somebody by speaking bad about Eretz Yisrael? Now, you could answer, it's not Mulach, you could answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that he's going to give Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, and he ended up giving Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says that Kubi Klal Yisrael already had a kinyan in Hilchos Dinei Mominus, Eretz Yisrael Kenzayin, the Gemara says Avodah Zarah and Nun Gimel, that it really belonged to them. It already belonged to them beforehand, even from the time they left Mitzrayim. It's possible that they already owned Eretz Yisrael. So if this person buys something, a person owns property, and you come and you tell the guy, you know, the property that you own, it's worthless, it's terrible, it's awful. So you're causing harm to the person. Besides, you're causing him to devalue his own property, and he might not do whatever he was planning on doing or developing on that property. So you're theoretically causing harm to that person. So they're coming, the Meraglim are coming to Klal Yisrael and saying, we own Eretz Yisrael, it's a terrible place. It's not a good place to live, you should go maybe find somewhere else to live. So something like that is Taka Lashon Hara, and it's Taka Lashon Hara, it's the worst kind of Lashon Hara. It's a type of Lashon Hara that's even Goyim Ra. That type of Lashon Hara. Aber HaKoponim, that's what it seems that the Chavetz Chaim understood. But Lulei Dvarav, I saw also that Rishon Karel, he taka quotes this Gemara, and he seems to be saying Kipshutai, that it's possible to understand the Gemara Kipshutai, that there's a concept of saying bad, being negative about a bad midor ra, there is this concept of Lashon Hara b'nan lamakim. And if you learn like this, so then it's very good. The Medrash, the Rashi brings, and it's very good, the Gemara, how it stems with the Gemara in Erechim. I just want to mention A number of years ago, I asked this question to Reb David Shustel, Leiker Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, how could we say, the Gemara says that the Meraglim were punished, they spoke Lashon Hara about Eitzim Bavonim, they spoke Lashon Hara about inanimate objects. So I asked him, Eichon Matzinu, where do we find, if the Issa Lashon Hara is Medadim L'chaveri, where do we find, there's an Issa to speak Lashon Hara about an object? Why would you say such a thing? So he said, it's a good kasha. And he said that his shver, he said, Reb Shneur Kotler asked this kasha. He said, Reb Shneur asked this kasha, I guess sometime in Shabbos, he had once asked this kasha. And actually he told me that this was the last Shabbos of Reb Shneur's life before he went into the hospital. He was Nifter in Tammuz, so it was this time of year. It was the last Shabbos, so it was the last time he spoke in public. And he asked this kasha, and he said the following answer. He said it's true, maybe true, that technically speaking, the avera of Issa Lashon Hara is speaking bad about people, causing harm to other people. But he said the avera, the Isser, what was so bad about the Meraglim was the fact that they had an Ayin Ra. The fact that they went around, they walked around the Eretz Yisrael, and they saw everything in a negative light. We know, Medrash says, wherever they went, people were dying, they're making Levayis. So they came back and they said, Eretz Yisrael is Yeshua, wherever we went, people were dying. But they didn't understand, HaKadosh Baruch deliberately caused that wherever they went, people should be dying. That way, people would be busy burying their dead, and they wouldn't notice the Meraglim were there. So HaKadosh Baruch was doing it for something out of the ordinary for their benefit. And they turned around and they only saw the negative. So a person always has to see the positive. You have to have Ayin Toiva and see the positive. And the Meraglim's Avera, the Chesaron, the Pegam in their Midas was that they all they focused on, all that they were able to see was the negative and not the positive. And he said that Reb Shneur continued that this is the Hemshech of the Parsha. Because the beginning of the Parsha speaks about the Meraglim. But what does the end of the parasha speak about? The very end of the parasha is the parasha of Tzitzis. What do we see in the parasha of Tzitzis? It says, Re'isim Oisoi, that you're supposed to wear Tzitzis, and by looking at the Tzitzis, when you see the Tzitzis, Uscharetnes Komitzis Hashem. That the idea of Tzitzis is supposed to help a person to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remember all the Tariq Mitzvahs, if a person has an Ayin Toiva. The way to correct the problem of the Meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, you have to work on your Ayin Toiva. When you work on your Ayin Toiva, when you see things in a positive light, and everything you see is positive, so that way you're not going to come to speak Lashon Hara. Like the Chofetz Chaim says, that there's a mitzvah, B'tzedek Tishpat Amisecha. You see somebody who did something, and it looks like he's doing something wrong, but if a person has done the Kapskos, even if in the cases where the Chofetz Chaim says he's not mechuyev to, there are certain cases where you're not obligated to judge somebody favorably, but regular case you are. But even in case circumstances where you're not obligated, but if you judge somebody favorably, so you say, well, it looked like he was doing something bad, but really, I could explain that he's doing something good. And if it looks like you're doing something good, you're not going to turn around and speak Lashon Hara. You're not going to go around and say, well, look, I saw this person do something. What do you mean? He didn't do anything bad. He did something good. So therefore, you're not going to come to speak Lashon Hara either. If a person has his Ayin Toiv, it's going to correct his problem. He's not going to end up speaking Lashon Hara. And that's why the Hemshech of the parish is the parish of Tzitzis that comes after the story of the Meraglim.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.